A social enterprise hotel has partnered with a hotel chain to train people with a disability in the hospitality sector. Hotel Etico Australia is the first not-for-profit social enterprise hotel and is in collaboration with Hotel Mercure to offer a 12-month program training people with disability to learn skills within the industry. The Wise contributor from 1RPH, Sarah Guise, spoke with Hotel Etico Australia's Academy Manager, Emily Hoskin, to find out more.
The partnership with Hotel Mercure has been built through strong collaboration with Trilogy and the hotel owner, Jerry Schwartz, who share our vision for inclusive employment and hospitality. Together, we've been working to integrate the Academy of Independence within the Mercure Hotel, where we create real opportunities for young people with disabilities to train, they gain their experience, and they're able to transition into open employment.
And what sort of skills and experience will people come out of the program with?
Yeah, so through the program, trainees are able to gain particular hospitality experience. They get this through their workplace skills like teamwork and reliability and the independent skills that set them up for life. They're paid for the shifts that they work in the hotel operations while they're training, and their support components are funded through their NDIS plan. The skills and experience that participants will gain are through having the conversations with the trainees, learning what they do like and don't like when they are at work, and then we're able to fine tune. So the trainees also get their RSA. They learn cooking, cleaning, service, front of house. From day one, it is real life on the job training.
It's a good progression though, isn't it? That in Hotel Etico, the original, the trainees are working with each other in the hotel, but the aim is for them to get a job, a mainstream job in industry. All this does is mean they're working in a mainstream setting right from the get-go.
Yeah, absolutely. The program is moving and it's developing. And with that growth and development, we're able to have more so of a real life training experience where moving through industries, once they move through our 12 months program, our trainees and our graduates are then also used to working alongside other industry staff. They all already know that it's somebody else's policies and procedures, onboarding, another hotel's expectations. They're already familiar with working in industries such as Mercure.
Do they come out with a qualification?
So the program we have delivered, we've broken it down with our amazing trainer, and what our trainer's been able to do is have a look at all three of the certificates in hospitality. The program that we deliver for training is essentially a certificate 2 in hospitality that's delivered in an easy to read option. Through those easy to read options, there are still other delivery methods that we're able to train our trainees, whether it be easy to read, our staff read and support our trainees to be able to understand the actual learning material. The certificate 2 as such, it's more demonstrated through employment what they can do.
That's really good that you'd been able to adapt that, but it still meets the RTO requirements to be able to do that. It's just delivered in a different way.
Yeah, it's delivered to be accessible. It's delivered to be retained also to our trainees. Being able to adapt that learning method is essential, that adaptation of training. It's essential for people to be able to have. The training is a huge part of people's progression through employment.
What are some of the examples of the adjustments and accessibility that you've put in place for this program?
So the way the program is delivered, it's an overall, we know what the expected outcome needs to be. We break the program down to be delivered for the individual person learning and training. So if somebody needs COMPIX to be able to read the POS system, how do we implement and we make those changes so that they're not words in the POS system? We maybe just change to little photos, or if we can see that we've been training with somebody for 3 or 4 weeks and they still aren't getting the table settings right, how do we then change it so that we can deliver the program so that the trainee is going to be able to know that this is where the spoon sits, this is where the cup sits.
Emily Hoskin from Hotel Etico Australia, speaking with 1RPH's Sarah Guise.